When the COVID vaccines were first being distributed, health officials pleaded with residents not to call their primary care doctors for a shot. The state did the bulk of the heavy lifting at first. But now, with more than 82% of Vermonters vaccinated and demand for vaccines falling, local doctors are increasingly taking on the role of getting shots into arms. At a recent press conference, Governor Phil Scott said more than 65% of primary care practices in Vermont say they plan to offer COVID vaccines to their patients. But how will that work? Here to help answer that is Barbara Qualey, a registered nurse and the director of primary care operations at Central Vermont Medical Center. Welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So first, how are primary care offices opting in to offer vaccines? What do they need to do there?
In order to do so, they need to go through an enrollment process with the state. That includes working with the state to be sure that we have approved storage, transport, and education and training for our nurses.
Okay. And I mentioned the 65% number. In terms of your network, how many primary care officers are you seeing opt in to give vaccines?
All of them. We have 8 primary care sites here, and all of them have gone through the enrollment process. They are in the process, as we speak, of receiving the vaccine. Each of those 8 sites will have the vaccine available by this Friday, and we will start offering that to our patients as of next Monday.
Okay. Several of the vaccines have to be stored at extra cold temperatures. Do primary care offices have the ability to store them for the length of time that they'll need them?
So yes, they do. The ultra cold storage, the freezer part of the product handling, will happen here at the hospital, where we do have that deep freeze facility. Our pharmacy staff will then distribute and start the thaw process, bringing that product out to the primary care sites, where it will be stored in refrigerators for up to 30 days.
What kind of demand are you seeing so far for vaccines in primary care offices? Do you have a sense of how many patients will want to get a shot through their doctor?
Well, so far, the demand has been very low. We have opened up conversation with our patients on the phones and in person. Those that remain reluctant are waiting till they have a chance to talk to their primary care provider in person. And that's when we really hope to have an impact on those few that are still out there.
Is there a potential for some shots to go to waste as you distribute them out to the offices, given that demand is as low as it is?
I have no doubt about that. And the state has been very clear with their guidance to us. For so many months, we worked hard to avoid any waste. Now the state has shifted its focus to avoiding any lost opportunity.
But that does mean that more shots are not being used, is that right?
That's correct. But we do have some strategies in place here trying to minimize that waste by coordinating patients within certain days. Patients who have to come back for their second shot, we're going to try to do that on the same day as well. So that if we're opening a vial of 6 vaccines, then we'll have 6 patients coordinated for that day.
According to the Scott administration, about 95,000 eligible Vermonters still have not gotten a shot. Are primary care providers the best way to get vaccines to those who still haven't gotten inoculated at this point?
I think they're an important part of the strategy. There are teams working now to find a way to bring it to our emergency room, to our inpatients, to new nursing home patients, as well as our primary care teams.
And at this point, what are you hearing from patients in terms of the reasons that they are reluctant to get vaccinated?
They're very nervous. Those that remain reluctant perhaps have read too much on the internet, or they're confused. They're maybe have had a bad experience with an immunization in the past and are fearful that that will happen again. Some have allergies and they're afraid of a potential allergic reaction. So we have systems in place in our offices to help respond to any unseen emergency and be sure that the patients feel safe.
Barbara Qualey is a registered nurse and the director of primary care operations at Central Vermont Medical Center. Thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you.